Agricultural programming is made possible by Learned Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Learned Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
It's up to 70 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 850. And time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today are called steady to 50 cents per hundredweight lower, pressured by a sharp drop in wholesale pork prices Tuesday afternoon. Terminals are called steady to weaker, with top prices from $48 to $50.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $48. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, June 3rd, negotiated swine purchases were 16,385. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $68 to $73.50. The weighted average was $71.41, a loss of 18 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.41 to $59.33. The weighted average was $57.09. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 19,790. The base price range was 66.25 to 74.73. The weighted average was 72.09, a loss of 50 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 49.69 to 58.75. The weighted average was 57.03. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, I imagine there is standing water on plenty of fields across the Corn Belt.
There are a lot of new lakes across the two-state area, that's for sure. And unfortunately, that means for some farm fields, not good news, especially those that are either not planted or recently planted. I just got an email in From one listener, Rick Atterbury in Champaign. He's had 6.1 inches at his house since Monday night. Here at WILL, we've picked up 4.51 inches of rain. So 4.5 to 6.1, those are just a couple of problem areas just within our Twin Cities, and a lot of places have had 2 to 5 inches of rain so far, with 6, 7, probably even 8 inch amounts in spots across the two-state area here since the beginning of the month, and we're only into the fourth day of the month. What we have to look forward to is the chance of more rain. Right now, the clusters of heavy rain have dwindled in coverage. Looking at the radar, there's still some heavy rain east of Indianapolis moving across east central Indiana and in southeastern Indiana, far northern Kentucky near Cincinnati, some heavy rain moving into southwestern Ohio, and it looks like clusters of thunderstorms moving across southern Ohio. Scattered light showers in west central Indiana, east central into central Illinois, and also in northeastern Missouri. But nothing well organized heading this way this morning, as was the case coming from Iowa yesterday morning. So we will get a break in the action here. But as we get into the heat of the afternoon, the atmosphere is unstable and more shower and thunderstorm complexes will form. And that could lead to some more rain in spots. Tomorrow, all of the rain shifts northward. It'll be well west and north of here as we get into the warm sector of a weather system. Winds will be pretty strong out of the south tomorrow. Temperatures will soar into the low 90s across many areas. And that means that it's going to be a hot one for most, but that also means with part of that is due to warmer air coming in aloft, and that'll cap off the atmosphere a bit and give us a break in the rain tomorrow and through much of Friday. But then a cold front approaches Friday and then stalls out somewhere in the two-state area Friday night into Saturday. So there we have another triggering mechanism for more showers and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday. So we look ahead to next week. The models are a little bit in disagreement on the details. The European model builds a little bigger ridge a little farther to the east. And what that means is, if that holds true, we will have a flow of moisture from the Gulf, and the prime area for thunderstorm development will be just to the west of Illinois and Indiana, but close enough that we could get more periodic showers and thunderstorms. But the storm track will be just to our west and north. Those are the areas that will most likely get showers and thunderstorms on the most frequent basis. Now, that does mean that there could be some net drying in the Ohio River Valley next week. So for those areas where there's still some planting needed, the fields may start to dry out enough at some point next week where some field access is possible. And, of course, those being the southern areas of the Midwest have a little longer growing season potential, too. So even though the crop may be going in late in some of those spots, there's a little better chance of the crops making it there than, say, crops being planted in the northwest Midwest at this late point in the season. But of late, the problems have been more to the south in the Midwest, although Iowa's had its share of rain of late. Dry weather in Iowa now, but more showers and thunderstorms expected there tonight and tomorrow and Friday. And maybe later in the weekend, they'll start to dry out again. So that's a look at the big picture. Basically, a lot of places are soaked right now, and it's going to be a slow dry down here as we do see a chance of showers at least every couple of days extending through a week and beyond. That's a look at the growing areas for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Basedifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat open at 790 up 2, last trade up 5. September 802 and a half unchanged, last trade up 1.5. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade open at 752 up 1.5, last trade up 0.5. December 791 up 1.25, last trade down 0.5. July 840 down 0.5, last trade down 3.5. July corn open at 608.5. Up 0.5, last trade down 4. December 636.75, up 0.5, last trade down 4.5. Take it out to December of 2009, 607.75, down 0.25, last trade down 3.5. July beans open at 1362, up 2.5, last trade down 2.5. November 1355.75, up 2, last trade down 6.75. July soybean meal open at 345.50, down 150, last trade down 90. July soybean oil open at 60.95, down 9, last trade down 44. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling, and he is with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Dave.
Interesting overnight trade, mostly softer on the closing bell, despite some significant rainfall in the eastern corn belt.
The market is still trying to react and trying to figure out, I think, especially the big funds, of what the CFTC announcement was yesterday and what that's really going to amount to. I think most of the trade really is unimpressed by what they did. They really didn't come out and say anything real significant. But, you know, with the big money involved in this, there's still a little bit of fear out there what's going to come down the pike.
Yeah, the CFTC announcement, and then in your mindset, more window dressing than fire?
Exactly. I think maybe one of the quotes I heard, you know, basically what happened yesterday and probably overnight is sell right now and then we'll ask questions later type of mentality. And then when this all sorts out, they'll get back to reality and see what's going on. And obviously we know what's going on in this area.
So let's go ahead and then look at the markets. And maybe, I guess, we might have to look to the outside for crude oil for our direction today, or no?
You know, initially it's down a little bit. It's down about a quarter right now. I think as we approach, and this would be getting into the calls, but as we approach the opening and perhaps after the opening, I think these guys are going to start taking a look at these weather maps and see how much rain really we have through the central United States, particularly, you know, in our area, in your listening area, we're just inundated with rain. And I think they're going to realize that we need a huge crop, and it's June now, and if anything has to be replanted, there's just no way we can get to trend line yields this year.
And do you think then that we're working with a number of around 151, 152 at this point? Where are we?
Well, that's prob- probably, you know, it's hard to evaluate how much is going to have to be replanted. There still are some areas that are really good, are in good shape, that have missed a lot of these rains. Other areas haven't even been in the field yet. So I don't know where the trade is as far as that number. I think it's hard to kill a crop, a corn crop, in June. They'll start taking a closer look at that as we approach July, obviously. Personally, I don't think we can get to 150 nationally this year, but that's just my own personal opinion.
Fundamentals in the beans seem to be pretty good, underlying fundamentals. I bring that up because it looks like both spreads are working in beans and meal.
Exactly. And you know, the strike down in Argentina is still hanging over the bean market. But I think one thing we all need to keep in mind, someday that will settle and those beans will come to the world market and be placed in the market at some point in time. You know, really from a purely fundamental point of view, if we can't get this corn planted or if we have to replant corn, it ought to increase bean acres. But we're not getting those planted at this point in time either. So demand is really good, really strong for corn and beans. So I think the upside is still there for corn and beans both.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.